Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go to the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline, and we are joined by our friend, Mary Kay Cabot from theplaindealerincleveland.com. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm fine, guys. How you doing?
We are hanging in, getting ready for football. It's like, yesterday it kind of hit me. I'm like, all right, we're almost there. It's almost there. We're inching towards it. And camp's going to be here before you know it. Are you ready for camp? That's the most important question I can ask you today.
You know what? I'm always ready at this time of year. You know, the off season starts to drag on a little bit. And, you know, by the time I get to mid-July, I am definitely ready to go.
I think everybody is this year, Mary Kay. I don't know that I've been looking forward to a training camp more than this one and a season more than this one because, I don't know, I'm expecting improvement. I see reasons that there should be improvement, and especially when I look at the offensive line, I think that's not being focused on enough and the impact it could have on whoever is playing quarterback, whoever is calling plays, everything that's going on. I think that line is going to be such a much bigger factor than anybody's ever giving it credit for.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And I think, you know, if you can, if you can run the ball and possess the ball and keep the defense off the field a little bit, give them an opportunity to catch their breath, you're right. That does help everyone. And I think they will run the ball more this year. And then conversely, I think the fact that the defense will put on a lot more pressure, I think that also is really going to help the quarterback, whoever that might be. So an improved running game and an improved pass rush and defense should go a long way towards better football.
When that first depth chart comes out, who do you expect to be in the number one spot for a quarterback?
You know what? I don't know for sure, but I right now I'm just going to say Deshaun Kizer. I know that that a lot of people don't want him rushed in there, but I just have a feeling that he's going to look good enough in training camp and in preseason that they're going to want to give him a shot.
Mary Kay, I couldn't agree with you more. I think if he goes in and looks good, that why wait? Why wait? However, I thought it was interesting. I did a little just checking on Brock Osweiler, and you and I have said the same thing about Brock Osweiler. He's here for a reason. You brought him in. He's had some experience. You can't just dismiss him because you got the second-round draft pick with him. And you've pointed out many times, he's the only guy on the roster with an NFL win. And
right.
Oddly enough, if you take a look at what he's done the last couple of years, he has a winning record as a quarterback, 13-8 as a starter on two good teams. Granted, but he did just fine in Denver. He was 5-2 as a starter. Was okay in Houston. Houston wasn't any better with anybody else under Bill O'Brien. So I'm chalking some of that up to the Bill O'Brien factor. I think that the toughest guy to be the starter might be Cody Kessler. Yes, no?
Yeah, you know what? I do think that there will be sentiment for them to start Brock Osweiler in the opener. In the event they don't think Deshaun is ready. And, of course, this all still has to play out because if Cody can demonstrate that he can hit that long ball with accuracy and that he's willing to do it and willing to sling it a little bit and take some chances, that will go a long way towards him hanging on to the starting job. Short of that, Brock Osweiler, even in talking to quarterbacks coach David Lee in minicamp, he said, hey, look, this is a guy that's taken two teams to the playoffs in the last 2 years, and we can't say that about anybody else in the quarterback room. We can't even say anybody else in the quarterback room has won a football game. So, I just think by virtue of his experience and his experience in some bigger games that, they might lean towards him if they want to take their time a little bit with Deshaun. And, of course, we have said this many times before. They've got three AFC North games in the first quarter of the season, including the Steelers in the opener. And therefore, they just have to decide if they think that he's up for that type of challenge or if they want to let him just kind of hang back and watch that out a little bit.
All right, so how do you determine trust versus looking at the big picture? Because if I was if I was Hugh Jackson and I had to trust someone to be the quarterback first week, it would, I mean, I know what everyone said about Brock Osweiler in Houston, but to me, there's a matter of trust knowing a guy's been out there and he's got a couple miles on the tires. But, you know, you worked with Cody Kessler last year, and then you want Kizer. So it's like experience versus trust versus I don't know how you come to a decision. And then I also wonder, who will you start the first week of preseason, and how will that compare to the first week of the regular season?
Well, you know what? I think it still has to play itself out on the football field in training camp, and I think it will start to become clear. You know, who's making the plays, who's going to the right place with the football, you know, who's kind of avoiding the rush, even though, you know, it's not going to be live, you know, who's moving around well. I think some of the things that Deshaun does, I think that Hugh Jackson and David Lee are looking out at him and thinking, look what we could do with a mobile quarterback, who can do a lot of things that way and who can also get the ball downfield to David Njoku. And I think they're liking what they see. I think they're very excited about him. And it's just a matter of how quickly he comes along in training camp. He only started for two seasons at Notre Dame. So, you know, a lot of those guys need a little bit more time to develop. But, you know, I'm sure there is some sentiment for let's let him learn on the fly. And then when they're ready to kind of take that next step in 2018, he will have had a season under his belt in the same way that Carson Wentz will heading into this year.
Mary Kay, what do you make of the nonsense in Washington with Kirk Cousins? And how long is he a Redskin?
Well, you know what? I think that part of the reason that some of this is happening is, oddly enough, they still really do like Colt McCoy. I ran into Jay Gruden, and I was just talking to him at the some event. I can't remember if it was the Super Bowl or the Combine, but I was just kind of talking off to the side with Jay Gruden, and he talked a lot about how he really does like Colt McCoy. So I think there is some sentiment in Washington that, you know what, if things don't work out long-term with Kirk, we at least have another option, you know, that we wouldn't be opposed to. So that's part of my take on it.
Mary Kay, let's jump to the other side. I'm genuinely excited to watch Greg Williams at camp here. Like, to me, if you're asking me why am I going to camp, well, I want to see the quarterbacks, two, I want to see the wide receivers. But I am really looking forward to watching Greg Williams work with Myles Garrett and work with some of these young guns there. I mean, the level of excitement, and it's weird because, I mean, we're talking about a coordinator. And that, to me, is a driving factor to want to feel like the defense is going to be better this year. What kind of a show do you think Greg Williams is going to try to have his guys perform for fans throughout the season and during training camp?
Well, I think it'll be the same kinds of things that we saw in these spring practices. And what you're going to see is a very, very aggressive defense. I've heard so many coaches in the past talking about how they were going to have an aggressive defense and an aggressive pass rush, and then I never really see it on the field the way that that I expect to. They don't seem to always come through with that. But I think they will come through under Greg Williams. We have been seeing guys, you know, trying to strip the ball out, jumping up and trying to pick the ball off. You're seeing an aggressive pass rush again, not live yet, but you're going to be seeing guys coming from all over the place, blitzing from different areas, guys getting an opportunity to do that maybe didn't get to do that in other defenses. And I like the fact that he will play to your strengths. So when you have a Jamie Collins that feels like he can do certain things and was criticized for freelancing in New England, you know, I think Greg will try to say, you know, hey, you know, what do you want to do? What do you do best? How could we use you best? And let him do some of those things. Jamie looks young, refreshed, excited, happy. I am just amazed at the difference in his demeanor in these spring practices from when he came, to the Browns in the middle of the season. He's just comfortable in his shoes and his skin and just taking over a leadership role, and I expect big things from him this year.
Is that Greg Williams, or is that new contract, or what is that? Where do you think that's coming from? Or just,
I think it's a combination of things. I mean, he talked about, you know, he wanted the money and he got the money. But, you know, now he's got Greg, and Greg is putting his faith in him. He knows what he has. You know, there's only, you know, one or two Pro Bowl defenders for Greg Williams, and Jamie Collins is one of them. And so, you know, I think that Greg knows what to do with him and is invested in making him happy, and it's showing up on the field. And I think it'll be very interesting to see what he can do.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, where does Hugh Jackson need to get better this year?
Well, one of the things he already said was, you know, he kind of was kicking himself that he didn't run the ball more. And, if I mean, you know, I've gone over the numbers for Isaiah Crowell several times. And, I mean, boy, he did not get the ball very much and still almost had 1,000 yards. So I think they really, really are going to commit to that, even at times when it seems like it might not make sense to still try to run the football. So that's one thing that I think he will do. You know, I think he's going to back off the defense a little bit more this year. I think he's going to let Chris Tabor run special teams, let Greg Williams completely run the defense, and I think he's really going to focus on the offense, which is his strength. And I think that's good. He doesn't have to worry about the defense at all this year. And so I think that you'll see a better offense because of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.